Kodesh. Chilik Aleph from the Sami Sadi Beis. Or Harazim Mahafilosofia Elokis. I felt for Ezra Hashem that this would be a proper hakdama, being that Lag BaOmer is not too far away. And of course, Lag BaOmer has to do with the Pshimin, and the Pshimin has to do with Sodas HaTorah. Sodas HaTorah has to do with everything. So, I thought that this section in Rav Kook is just wondrous. This is just a tiny look into the window of the importance that the Sodas HaTorah had in relevance in the life of Rav Kook. And part of his mission in life was to encourage Jewish people to not be afraid. To not be afraid of themselves. Not to be afraid of anything really, thinking anything is beyond their ability to understand it. And this was twofold, as we'll see, that part of it has to do with the fact that so the Sodas HaTorah, it comes in many different venues. There are parts which, of course, are simply beyond an amateur's understanding to begin with, but there are many parts of Torah and Sodas HaTorah which are very relevant and very understandable to everyone. But more than that, Rav Kook wanted to get across to the Jewish people was the idea that nothing is beyond the Jewish soul. And the more that a person comes to understand who he truly is, who he really is, that in itself unlocks all areas, all dimensions of Torah to a person. Because as long as a person knows that he's a neshama, and he goes with that, so then what's beyond the neshama? Everything is smaller than the neshama. Everything can be understood by the neshama. So let's begin in this piece, Or HaRazim Al Philosophia Al Chis. Rav Kook here is going to speak about the reason why in this generation particularly, he was speaking in his generation, times that by 1,000, why it is that Limud HaTorah, Sodas HaTorah, is so crucial for this day and age. He writes, Kishahakuf tohar mitumas ha'atarvois v'havonos, that when the body is pure from tivos and avonos, when a person is a clean slate, masigim or gadol v'simcha yoyna, a person can attain a tremendous light and simcha, a heavenly simcha, gam ha'haskala ha'filosofios belukas, even from the intellectual. That includes not just philosophical in the classic term, meaning, you know, like Kuzari, you know, Mar Nevuchim, etc. It means that which the mind can grasp. If a person is pure, then even when the Torah touches the Seicha, which is the physical mind, it can light up a person's neshama. But that's because he's clean. It doesn't get mixed in with all the garbage. Ava. In order to give a tam of simchas kodesh to even those who do have taivos and avonos, which I'm afraid to say isn't many of us, we have no choice but to elevate ourselves to learning Razei Torah, to learning secrets of Torah. Hamefareshes kisimla es ha'or elaki. He's borrowing an expression from the Torah, meaning which openly reveals the light of Hashem. Umitoch yifas tifarta, because of the glory and the beauty of this light, tasig nahara gam hanefesh hamagushemes. Even a person who is physical, that he's weighed down because of his taivos, because of attachment to the physical world, he can be reached because of the loftiness of the Sodas HaTorah. The reason being The reason being is that, as he alludes to here, that learning Soda Satara, before we get to Soda Satara, when Hashem gave over the Torah to Klal Yisrael, He gave it over with many levushim. The Torah can come in many different garments. But ultimately, what the Torah is, that it's the light of Hashem. It's a light. And that's the Torah at its essence, is that it's the light of Hashem. It's called Or. And the difference between the different levels of Torah, whether it's Pshat, Drush, Remez, or Sod, is that Pshat is a very thick levush, and Raz and Drush are also levushim, but Sod HaSatora is the light itself. It's a very, very darkest thick levush, if any. So when a person learns Sod HaSatora, the difference between learning Sod HaSatora and learning other levels of Torah is that the other levels of Torah are like a light bulb, which has, you know, a cover, and then another cover on it, and then another cover on it, which is trying, you know, it's like a nightlight. Whereas learning the Soda Satira is like in an open room without any concealment of the light. It's not a bulb, it's just the light itself. So for a person to try to get a tan by a nightlight is something which is very difficult to do. But for a person to go right up to the sun and to get a tan, you can get that very quickly. In a very powerful way, in a very deep way, lasting way. So Cook says that when we're trying to reach people like ourselves in this generation, that we have Taivas surrounding us, as he's going to explain, Al-Kain B'doros HaChronim, in these generations, Shekol Kach Gover Afilas HaTaivas, the darkness is so thick, the darkness of our Taivas, the Kochos HaGov Him Chalashim, and we're very weak, we don't have the strength to combat these Taivas which surround us, that we feel like we're falling into a pit of physicality and we can't pull ourselves out. There's no choice. It's mukhrach that a person needs to open himself up to the light of the secrets of Torah, habilti mugval, right, which has no limit. Nothing's beyond its ability. But because of its freedom, because it's so uncontained, it reaches the highest heights. And it can bring simcha and kedusha even to the lowest, darkest places. You know, this is a klal that the Sefer HaTanya, the Baal HaTanya writes, and it's really mat'im for their shita. He writes that the greater the light is, the deeper and lower it can go. And he says it's relevant to the Neiros Chanukah. That the Neiros Chanukah, one of the reasons why Hashem reserved the Gilui of the Yontav of Chanukah for the later generations is because that's really what it's made for. But the light of Chanukah is so great, it comes from such an exalted place, that it shines a light with that if not for the light of Chanukah, we'd be totally lost. That it's that light, Dafka, which can reach this thick Gashmis Dikadar. And that's really the way Lubavitch, that's how they roll. Meaning that they consider themselves to be a very high light, which they are. Tremendous high light. If you want to understand Chabad in terms of Sviros, I mean, look at how they call themselves. You know, they call themselves Chachma Bina Das, right, which is the highest of the Sviros. Particularly Chachma, Vichamayor says that they have a special Shaykh to Chachma. And because they connect to the highest sphere, which is the sphere of Chachma, at least relevant to our understanding, they can reach the lowest places. And that's why you find that they're not afraid to go to, you know, to who knows where, you know, to all corners of the earth to be Makar of Yidin. And they succeed in that. If you would take a Litvisha guy and put them in where they are, they'd be toast in a matter of hours. Somehow they have the unbelievable strength, the superpowers in terms of their conviction and their dedication, but it's really a tribute to the light. They're working with the light. They're not working with they come. They're not Talmid Chacham. Many of them. They're not Talmid Chacham at all. Many of them. Some are. Some are not. Many of them are not. Yeah, what they're riding on is just the light. It's the light of their Chassidus, which because they have such a bittul to the tzaddik, whether he's alive or dead makes no difference. Because they have a bittul to the light, which carries on no matter who's the merkava, the kisei of that light. So because of their dedication, their attachment to that light goes with them. And it can go even lamata me'asar atfachim, even in Rosh Hashanah, even to deep dark places, and they have atzlacha. They have atzlacha. And the makar yidin because of that light. Because otherwise it's unexplainable. I mean, their track record, when do you ever hear of somebody who goes out to these places going off the derech? It's not unheard of. They're there for 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, and they continue to do it. They don't get sick of it. They continue to go stronger and stronger. It's mamash most of a holich, like Neras Chanukah. And then they build these empires there. And they have, I mentioned a few of the chevra. I was in Delaware over Yontif. And I think the highlight of my trip in Delaware was that I used the Lubavitch mikveh. I think that was the highlight. I look forward to it every morning. I said, drive 15, 20 minutes, go to the mikveh. I remember when I would go to the first time I went to the mikveh, it was so funny. I remember two of their children were looking outside the top window, laughing as watching us trying to find the mikveh because it's in their house. So we're trying to find there was four or five doors, and we'll keep opening a door looking to see if that's the mikveh door, and it's not the right door. And they're laughing and smiling, and I could see on their faces that to them it was so unusual to see two from guys coming to use their mikveh. When do they ever see from Yidden, the Slavovich family? It was a spectacle to them. Wow, there's from people here who want to use the mikveh. Nobody ever uses the mikveh. When I was there, the first time I went with my brother, it was on Erev Pesach, and there was a Yid there. It was an old Russian Jew, and he was coming out, and we were getting ready to go in, and we were schmoozing, in the waiting room. Every Yid, especially in Delaware, has to have a story, So he's telling me about how he became the scar of the Chabad there, and he says to me, today is the first time in my life I used the mikvah. First time in my life. I said, Mazel Tov, it's unbelievable. How was it? He's like, oh, it felt so good. And by the way, many of these Yidden, they can connect much better to a mikvah than we can. Much, much easier. They're much more sensitive than we are. It was mamish great. So I said, what happened? Why did you decide all of a sudden go to the mikveh? He said, the rabbi called me, and he said, Alex, I think it's time that you go to a mikveh. Okay, so go to the mikveh. That's not happening. That's how you went to the mikveh. Just like that. The chemiskeit and the edelkeit. It's a credit to them, to the hashpah which they have on these people. They had 70 people at the Seder, at the Delaware Seder in Chabad. So I met one of the rabbis there. He's probably the only two people in the whole community, the two rabbis, the two shluchim who use the mikveh. So he said, wow, 70 people at a Seder is an unbelievable number. So he said, unbelievable number? He says, Halavai, we should have 7,000 people at the Seder. You know how many Yidden there are in Delaware who are unaffiliated? How many Nidachim there are? 70 people, you think that's a big success? This is the mindset of these people. We think, 70 people, we can sit back, 70 people on the Seder. Well, these people are thinking, 70 people, you know how many Yidden we have to work on here? And it's been there for 28 years. 28 years they've been in Delaware. And the only reason why they went down to Delaware is that the Rebbe said, I think I told you this, the Rebbe said, you don't go to Delaware unless you build a mikveh. If you build a mikveh, you'll have atzlacha. That mikveh is a very special mikveh. Very special mikvah. But that's how they go. That's how they go. They go, and the Mekayev Yidden, but they're very high light. They come from a very high place, and that's why they can go so deep. And that's just a mashal for us. The Baba Shavi used to say that learning Sefer HaTanya, Al-Pi Al-Fishi Tasai, I think he has this, the Kabbalah from his ancestors, is the equivalent of the same Kayach as learning the Sefer HaZayah, in Kisviari. It packs the same punch to learn the Sefer HaTanya. That's learning, that's Kilu learning Kabbalah. And all the lights are invested in the Sefer HaTanya. That's what they teach. It seems a little odd that, if you go to the Lubavitcher schools, in all these remote places, they're learning the Chassidus and the Tanya. Open up a Tanya, I dare you. It's mamish, of the highest of the highest of the Sefer Chassidus in terms of, you have no break. You just jump straight into a difficult kasha that the Baal HaTanya poses, a stira and mishnayas. And then he takes you into a whole story, trying to be miyashe this thing, which seems like he's going like this, to bring you to the teretz. But on the way, you're picking up yisodos and like scattered yisodos and like spheros and kabbalah. And mamash, like that's what they're teaching people who have no shaykhs to, like, even like the ABCs of. For many people, it seems odd. It doesn't seem like it's keseder, right? But the point is that that's how they connect even to Torah. They give them this huge light from a very high place, and then they connect people. And then, yeah, eventually they come along. Who has more success than they do in terms of being even closer? There's a theory to the madness, and it works. That's just a mashal for our generation, b'chlal. Like we're so entrenched in our ways in the lechomias that we need a very high life. And the Kook says behechech. This is the Or HaChaim itself. We need this life, and if we think other than that, says Rav Kook, then we're lost. And we think we're really Avdei Hashem, but we're not. We don't really know what it means, Yerushalayim. We don't know really what it means, Limud HaTorah, davening. We go through the motions without connecting. And we think that's how Yidden were misfiled throughout all the millennia, but we're so far off. The way we're davening nowadays is like kekoif. We're like animals compared to how we get used to davening. How tzaddikim daven even today. How they still daven today. U'mikomakom, mishalibay shalom yiras Hashem be'emes. A person who has true Yirush Shemayim, Yishtadu lihiyos tohor yadayim v'tahar levav. He should be mishtadel as much as possible to purify himself. I mean, a person shouldn't say, just because I know Soda Satara, I can learn Soda Satara, I can rely on that and I can, you know, allow myself to become physical depending on the fact that I know that I can always go back to the Sisrei Torah to light me up. No. He says, purify yourself af apichem. Imagine what you're going to be if you do that. Because if you do that, as he said in the beginning, if you make yourself pure, then even with your seicha, even when you're learning a black gemara, you can have gevaldik dveikus. Even the physical mind, if you're pure, if a person doesn't have the averos and he's osek in tshuva and he learns Torah mitoch tshuva, then even just a mishnah, a person can light himself up with dveikus pasha. Of course, Gemara and Mishnayos, they have levushim, more levushim, excuse me, of the light than the Sisrei Torah do. But the light is there, the light is still there, it just has a levush. But if you're pure, then even the levush, even with the levushim on, you can still receive that light and to become fired up in Dveikus Hashem by learning Gemara and Mishnayos. Our machla is that we allow ourselves to become physical, we live physical lives, which are not keseda, which is not the teva of the neshama v'yid, and then we limit ourselves to only learning niglas hatayra. But that's not a recipe for atzlacha. That's a recipe for being distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How many times do you find that a person comes to yeshiva, and because he comes to yeshiva, like it transforms his davening, it transforms his whole avodas Hashem from learning Gevalt Gemara? It doesn't always happen that way. It's very rare. Because Rav Kook says you have to have one or the other. You either learn Gemara Mishnayos because you're pure from a physical life, or learn Sisrei Torah and continue in your physical life knowing that it'll purify you eventually so that you'll become a tzaddik. But to take both ends of that, meaning that if a person's going to learn only the Pshutei HaTorah and continue to live a physical life, then that's what you find many times, that people that after, you know, L'achar Meyav Esim Shana, that you don't see much growth because the recipe is here, and it's just not known. And you can even be mal l'chol. Imagine how powerful that is for a person to be able to learn Sisrei Torah in a state of nikiyus. Now, this next piece on the back comes from Oros, Amid Tzadi Tess. It comes from a piece called Kriya Gedola. It's a long shtickel, which apparently was published in a luach called Eretz HaTzvi. I don't know, by a moset called Shari Torah in the city of Yafo. Apparently when, you know, Rav Kook, before he came to Yerushalayim, he was Rav in Yafo. So he came off the boat, he was Rav in Yafo, and he was invited to become the Rav of Yerushalayim. And that took place on Gimel Elul. And interestingly, that was the day he was also on Iftar. So it says on his kever, it says, Alol Yerushalayim v'Gimel Elul, v'Alol Hashamayim v'Gimel Elul. So apparently when he was Rav in Yafo, so this was a kol kore which he produced, and he says some very sharp things here. So want to focus in, if you take a look at the brackets, he writes here a very moving call to Klal Yisrael. And any translation of this will only take away, but we have no choice. Acheinu hayekarim, something that we don't have to translate. Acheinu hayekarim, chach mei taira, v'soifim mashpim. Rav Kook is clearly speaking not to the Amei Ratzim. He's making a shout out to all the Talmidei Chacham in the world. Gam anu na'anu v'chatanu. Don't lay the blame on the Amaratzim for the fact that Mashiach is not here, for the state of Klal Yisrael right now. He says we also have to take responsibility. Lamanu v'chakarnu, we've learned Torah, we've made the chakiris. Tilpanu v'chidashnu, we've made pilpuls. We've come up with chidushim. Kosavnu v'tziyarnu, we've written Torahs. Tziyarnu means that we've visions in Torah, which means deeper in Inyan in the Torah. What's the problem? Aval shachachnu es halokim v'uzo. Forgot Hashem. Oops. Loi shamanu l'kol nevi ha'emes. Don't say that you weren't warned. The Nevi'im warned us. They warned about the forgetting of Hashem. I mean, don't say that it wasn't written anywhere. Nobody spoke about it. All of Navi is talking about this. Not only did the Nevi'im speak about it, but all the sages of all generations, they spoke about this. Even the Chachmi and Musar spoke about it. Even those who were brilliant in Iyun HaTorah and in the secrets of Torah, of course. Shetzavchu v'hichrizu b'kol ikolos v'shalin in the streets ki soif hanahar shahatamon hamaisi, that ultimately that the river of Gemara, of Talmud, of Halacha levadoi by itself lihios yavesh v'charev, will become dry and barren. Im le'nimshech l'secho, if we don't draw into it, tamid mai minayam, meaning the streams will become dry unless they're connected to the sea. But the sea is constantly replenishing them. What's the sea? It's the Meimei D'Chuchmas of a Kabbalah. It's the waters of higher Chachma. It's the waters of secrets of Torah, which give moisture. Mayim Das HaLikim. This is the waters of the knowledge of Hashem. The knowing of Hashem, real knowledge of Hashem, that's the study of the secrets of Torah. It's the Chachmas HaEmunah. It's the Raza De'achad. It's understanding the Achdus Hashem. It allows a person to understand Hashem rather than just to have Emunah in Hashem. It's the study of Emunah. That's what Chachmas HaKabbalah is. Mayim Torah HaEmunah, as he speaks it out. Mayim Torah HaEmunah HaTahira. Right? It's the waters of the purity of Emunah. Hanoivas Minishmasenu Pnima, which flows forth from ourselves, from our neshamas, Mishashim Mukaracha, meaning the root of our neshamas, the knowledge which is coming from our neshamas, from the depths of who we are, that's the study of the secrets of Torah. It's the essence of who we are. Everything else is a side dish compared to the main, which is the study of the secrets of Torah, because what Hashem wants, and we should know it. Da'as Eloki Avicha. Da'as Eloki Avicha V'Avdehu. The understanding and the knowing of Hashem that comes from the Sisrika. And Rav Kook says, don't blame the Amaratzim for it. We have to take responsibility for that. That's all the Torah which we've taught. We haven't yet to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We've stripped HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the Torah. That's what it is. If you ignore the Sisrika Torah, essentially what you're doing is that you're ignoring HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the Torah. And Rabbi said, I'm afraid to say, but it's, I've spoken about this before, but it's growing up, I remember, and it's nobody's fault. It's like Rav Kook is saying, this is the gullus, but we have to try to do something to change it. The gullus is that we invest so much time speaking about Pratim and Halacha, teaching children how to learn Gemara and Mishnayos, right? We talk about all the Gashmias and the Levushim, but the essence of Torah, what Torah is all about, which is the Dveikus Bashem, the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's shaykh. A person can go a whole day without even saying Hashem's name during learning. It's shaykh. course, he says it during the davening, but when it comes to Torah, the Torah and the tefillah world are so separate from each other that, of course, tefillah be'etzem is filled with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it's all about. But then when it comes to Torah, it's like it's a whole different world. The real way to learn tefillah is that when you make a Torah out of tefillah, by the way. You know how a person knows he's having atzlach in tefillah? One of the ways is that when he says his davening, when he davens HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has insights into tefillah. Whether he actively tries to do that or they just come into his head. If a person is davening, and through his davening, he's able to see like a new understanding of what it means. What does it mean? And then when you say that, and then something just comes into your head, or you stop to think about that, that's Torah mitaych tefillah. That's a siman that a person has a shaychus tefillah. And when a person learns Torah, and from his learning Torah, he finds a tefillah in that Torah, that he finds himself being mispalt to Kadosh Baruch Hu, he should understand it, that he should have atzlacha in it, that he sees the Eibishter in his Torah just like he sees it in his tefillah. That's the atzlacha that a person is learning Torah Lishma. When the worlds of Torah and tefillah combine with each other. There's a whole arichas on this. The Torah and tefillah is gematria Megillas Esther. Megillas Esther has a lot to do with this yichud of Torah and tefillah. Which is why the Gemara says, Ki asa zuhilula, right? But the actual learning of Megillah, reading the Megillah in itself is a tefillah. So Rav Kook says, Ata ba kates, time has come. Hinenu kriyim betchiyaseinu halo'umiyas, that we're being called now during this time of the life of our nation, litvaya es elbon ha'adam kula. To be tvaya. To be taveya, what's, how do you translate elba?
Insulting.
The insult. Yeah. Elbon haneshama elakis. Meaning the disgrace. That how much we've disgraced the neshama. We've disgraced the real Adam. Shia biyadenu hufkada l'ramon l'sagma. Meaning this is our responsibility is to raise it up. Nishmas elokim chayim. To reveal the neshama, to speak about neshama. It's waiting to shower its hashpa over the whole world. The neshama is just bubbling, waiting to burst out and to fill the light with the world with light. Where does this light come from? It comes from Torah Nevuah. The world is waiting for this. Nobody could say about it, it's not for me. That's what, of course, nobody can say about the life of Sisrei Torah that it's not for me. It just doesn't speak to me. It speaks to everybody. It speaks to some people more than others. And he has special pieces about that. If a person feels like he has a special tchuna when it comes to Sisrei Torah, he encourages the person, he says, don't be embarrassed about it. Even though everybody's not doing like you're doing, just do your thing. Do your thing. If you see Hatzlach on that and it speaks to you, run with it and you'll be special. But it's not shy that a person should say, you know, it's just not for me. It doesn't speak to me. It's like a person saying, like, I don't connect to music. Music doesn't speak to me. It's impossible. Everybody connects to music. If you don't connect to music, then you don't connect to yourself. You don't know yourself. It's not possible that a person doesn't like music. It's impossible. Have you ever met anybody who didn't like music? It's impossible. If they don't, then they need to see somebody. It's not possible. The whole world is Shira. David HaMelech says, he created something called Perek Shira, that everything in the Bria sings. If you don't sing, then you're not part of the Bria. It's not possible. The same thing is true with Sodas HaTorah. When Hashem says in His Torah, "Ve'ata kisvu lachem es Hashira Azayis," the Torah is called the Shira. Right? The Iker Shira that which is speaking about is the Sisrei Torah, which is why it's in Parshas Hazinu. You can't understand Parshas Hazinu without a map. It's mamish. You can't even read Parshas Hazinu. It's so cryptic. It's the most cryptic part of the Torah. It's mamish revealed sod is Parshas Hazinu, which is why the Ramban and the Tzaddikim say that the entire history is Nichlal and Hazinu. And that the Orein Sof has a special Shaykhis to Hazinu. Parashas Hazinu. That's why Moshe says, Hazinu HaShamayim HaDaber. Chazal say that at that time, Moshe was higher, he was closer to Shamayim than he was to the earth. Because the study of the Sodas HaTorah, it's a Shamayim Dika, it's a Neshama Dika Limud. If a person, if it doesn't speak to a person, it's because he doesn't know himself, he doesn't realize he's a Neshama. Doesn't understand that he's a neshama. It's behechich. It's the light of life itself. They don't know themselves. This is why Rav Kook is talking to them. This is why he's talking to them. It relies on their shoulders. Rav Kook saying, "Bechazaka hu nitzva mimenu." He says Hashem is being tovia this from now more than ever. Bechazaka, which means that it could be that if a person sees that Yisurim are befalling him, the Gemara says, right, he should be toled in bittul tayr. And sometimes a person can ask himself, okay, bittul and bittul tayr. Listen, I'm in yeshiva. I'm kovia star milimad tayr. What could be going wrong? What bittul tayr? So if Cook says elsewhere, and the tzaddikim say this, he says there's bittul tayr in quality and there's bittul tayr in quantity. He says, Chazal say that if a person is a medrash, if a person is ready to learn Mishnayos and he only learns Chumash, he's going to come up to Shemar and they're going to say, what's going on with your Bittul Torah? How can we learn the Chumash? You're supposed to learn Mishnayos. If a person can learn Mishnayos, learn Gemara, and he only learns Mishnayos, that's also called Bittul Torah. And the medrash goes on to say that if a person can learn Ma'aseh Merkava and he didn't learn Ma'aseh Merkava, they're going to say to him, how come you did Bittul Torah? What kind of Bittul Torah did you have in your life? That's also called Bittul Torah. So maybe, I'm not a Navi. Right? But it says bechazaka hu nitva mimenu. It could be that sometimes a person should ask himself, you know, maybe I should open up a sefer which I'm scared to open up. Maybe that's what it means bechazaka hu nitva mimenu. Maybe that's the type of yisur in a bit of tire. Atal le'iskeis. I'm just trying to learn Rivka. Atal le'iskeis. Right? Especially now at the time before the coming of Mashiach, there's a special tefillah. So with Lag BaOmer coming, It's an open invitation that Rav Shem Bar Yochai offers every year that a person should come close to him. And every year, you didn't come closer and closer. I know, I was in Meiron last year, and it was the amount of people who were there. Right? It's unbelievable. And people don't even know why they're there. if you were to stop somebody in Meiron and be like, why are you here? They'd be like, I don't know why I'm here. People come, they say to come here. And they walk around, and you see people don't even know where they're going. Mamas don't know where they're going. There's like a map, but like nobody really understands the map. So, and like, there's not like a schedule like 2 o'clock this, 3 o'clock this, like when you go to Disney. It's like, you know, this is where like Toll Desiron does their stuff, and this is where people get haircuts, and like, on the map, it's not so exciting, and you really don't know like what's going on, when things are happening, but people come. And when people leave and you talk to them about it, they're like, oh my gosh, it was just amazing. It was unbelievable. What was so amazing? I don't know. There was just something about it, which was great. And people come more and more and more. Every year they come more and more. But that's the whole inner of Shimon. That's the whole inner. It's a sod. But nowadays, people are attracted to the sod in a way where it's still a sod, but it's reaching people more and more and more. But that's what's going to happen. Rav Shimon, every single year, he cracks open a little more his Torah into the world until finally it's going to hit a point where that crack is so big, then just it'll explode and the whole world will be filled with the light. Ba'ashrinu matayv chalkinu, that those who can taste it first before. You know, it's one of those things like they say, like on Wall Street, that you know, you have to get in before it gets big, you know, because once it gets big, then you know, then it's one of those things like, no, Ashrina Matev Chakino, if you can get in before it gets big, look at what's happening, you know, like look at the simonim as to what's taking place, like it's you see it every Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer is the day of the year where like if you don't see it the rest of the year, just like Lag BaOmer is the day where like the sod is open, there's an open sod. And people from all walks of life. I mean, even people with the cuckoos, the cuckoo-rikus are there. All different types of people that the light is calling them. The light is calling them. It's the only day of the year that people are coming, other than Yom Kippur. Right? But that Yom Kippur is also this light, Kodesh Kadosh. It's the light. That's what you say, Shemir Bayuchai. It's a Kodesh Kadosh. That's what we say. The light of the Kodesh Kadosh. Right? Torah is Kodesh, but the Pnimis HaTorah is called the Kodesh Kadosh. This is light of Shemir. It's the light of the Or itself. Life for itself. So let us hope that on some level, doesn't mean that every person is, you know, should run to the Sefer Zayir and open it up and start learning Zayir. That's also a good thing. You know, the Chida says that even if a person doesn't understand Sifrei Torah, it still causes a person to become holy. Just from reading the Zayir without understanding it, the Pelayoi ties this. Just to learn the words of Sifrei Torah, without understanding it, it's also a very good thing. We say that about the Arachayim HaKadosh also. The Arachayim HaKadosh has this skula that he's like the Sefer Zayir. If you learn Arachayim without understanding it, it's also good. That's why it's called Arachayim. But there's ways, there's sfarim that a person can learn, which that it brings a person close to that light in a way where it's not so intimidating. A person shouldn't be intimidating. What do you need already? You have a neshama. The neshama was going to guide you to understand it eventually. Eventually you'll understand it. But because it's the study of emunah, first you have to have a little bit of emunah. And then as you go through it, that's the seder. That's the seder when it comes to Sisrei Torah.
What if you understand it wrong?
The quick hex piece is about that also. He says, don't be afraid to understand it. It's not going to harm you. It's all a... No, that's not true. That's only for those people that they practice Kabbalah Mises. And in those generations where they're much greater than we are.
Would that a Rebbe just open a sefer and try to understand?
Absolutely.
But if it is something you can't understand, so doesn't that also mean that you should invest lots of time focusing on, like, you know, more basic things, something like Tanakh and Shas, and that way you'll, like, have your building blocks to eventually understand this?
There is something to say about that. That a person who learns more in the Nigla Satara, he'll have a foundation understanding Sisrei Torah. But that's not so much as you think that it's the Yediyas. It's not the Yediyas. It's that learning the Nigla Satara conditions a person in two ways. A, gives him a Kedusha, and it makes him into a Keli to learn the Sisrei Torah. But more than that, is that the Seichel which you use to learn Nigla Satara is the same Seichel which you use to understand the Sisrei Torah. It's the same line of thought. Meaning that if you know how to learn a black Gemara, if you know the way Chazal think, there's a way that Chazal thinks. Like the Gemara teaches a person how to think like the Torah thinks. Once you've learned enough Nigla Satara that your mind can think that way, that when you open up the deeper Sfarim, that your mind has already been trained to think in the way to understand it. But it's not so much the ideas. Like you can open up a Kisvei Ari, and you won't need to know much of Shas or Tanakh to understand what's going on, as long as your mind knows how to think the way the Torah thinks. But more importantly, it's that it conditions a person to be holy. It conditions a person to have the Kedusha necessary, that it should be a Keli to receive. But Rav Kook is saying, but nowadays, a person shouldn't say that if not for learning Nigla Satara, so that I'm not the proper Keli to understand Pnimiyus Satara. That's not the case. Rav Kook is saying that's why this piece, the first piece we did, is to eliminate that misconception. Is that don't think that way. Rav Kook is saying, Fakir, you need it the most. If you feel that you're not a kadosh, and you feel like you're out there and you're drowning in the physical world, you need Sisrei Torah more than anybody. You need it more than anybody because that's the only night today in today's day and age that we're nun shari tumah that's going to pull you out of that. Because you need a very high light. If a person's very sick, you need the best doctor. And that's what this is. It's the light. It's the greatest light because we're in such a matter that we're mamish suffering. And the Sfarim also explained that because it's really a response to the Tumah. The Tumah did something, they hit us below the belt. Meaning, and nowadays, that it used to be that all the Kritzas and all the Kfiras were self-contained. That there was the Yiddisha Shtat and there was the Gayisha Kritzas. And, they lived two different lives, and, we were very self-contained in our own environment, and we didn't have much of a shayness. But the moment that they broke into the Yiddish camp, with all their pritzas and all their tumas and all their taivas, and they brought internet into the Jewish homes, and so on and so forth, that they crossed the line, they violated the gvul, they were parried together, so too the Kedusha also has a shas to be parried into their gather. And that means that once they opened up the doors to allow the tumah into the machane de Kedusha, to go into places where they don't belong, so that allows Sisrei Torah to be completely open to all Yidden. It can go wherever it wants at that point. That's why Hanukkah can go l'mata mi'asara tvachim, is because what do we say about the Yevanim? Yevanim nikvitu alai ufartu chomos migdalai, that they broke the chomos migdalai, they broke the barriers. Right? They broke the barriers, and because the Yevanim, that they tried to assimilate the Yidden, that they hit us below the belt, they violated the laws of war by hitting Klai Yisrael in a way which was Shalika Seder HaMacham. So that gives Rishus for the lights of Hanukkah to also go below Asara Tvachim, into Rishus Arabim, into the Choshech, and v'chule v'chule. It's just a response. Because since they were Pirates together, and that's why Mashiach is called Ish Ben Parzi. He's Pirates. I mean, he has, but not Pirates together in a way where it's a violation. Pirates in a way where it was given Rishus. Because if you act that way, we play by those rules also. We Pirates together. So fakir, a yid shouldn't think that I have to first, like the Rambam says, I have to be molei kresel b'shas poskim. It's different. Of course, you're gonna have more hatslacha that way. It's not. We're not saying a person should ignore Niklas Hatzar. If I care, most of the day should be learning Niklas Hatzar. That's the rope of the day. But the fact that a Jew can go the entire day, you know, disconnected, or live a life which is disconnected from Pnimis Hatzayro, Cook says it's a recipe for disaster. Where are you going to get your light from? How are you going to connect to Hashem? Cook says it's mamish. It's and Lag BaOmer, this being a Hatzamah, there's an opportunity for you to have a little reminder of that, right? To maybe do something a little bit different, to embrace the light of Reb Shimon, the light of throughout all the generations of those and the Hishtashos of Reb Shimon who tried to reveal this light. And according to the Zohar, there's no other way for Gula to come than by learning this Yisrei Torah. So the Zohar says, Eliyahu Navi says it in the Hakdamah. He says, "Bahai or Yafkin Yisrael Migalus Barachamim." The only way that the Yidden will leave Galus Barachamim is by learning the Sefer Zohar. Eliyahu Navi said it. So, Mitzvah Hashem, we should all have a Hesayrus, especially the Kras Lag BaOmer, which is the day of that the Sefer Torah come to us, or Shimon calls us, and the schos of learning the Sefer Torah. Ktusha v'tahara, and even not, we should be zeich to be as galtzei.
Amen.
Amen.
Try to keep you right down, because you're making a mistake with it.